You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Millions of young people around the country marched in Washington, D.C., Poughkeepsie, Albany, and elsewhere March 24th to change gun laws organized by the students from the February 14th Florida school shooting. But that was not the last action the students from Parkland, Florida are taking. They have next called for all congressional representatives to host town hall meetings on April 7th, as elected officials are back in their home districts. WGXC reached out to both New York Senators and Representative John Faso to see if they would be holding town hall meetings that day. They do not appear to be. Faso and Senator Chuck Schumer did not get back to WGXC, but both do not list any public events on their websites. And a spokesman for Kirsten Gillibrand did respond to our inquiry but did not address any upcoming town halls, only listing past events. However, six of the seven Democrats who want to replace Faso will be at a town hall-styled event on April 7th at Cooks Falls Horton Fire Hall at 116 Cooks Falls Road in Delaware County. Zephyr Teachout, who ran against Faso in 2016, will moderate the forum. Candidates Pat Ryan, Gareth Rhodes, Brian Flynn, Antonio Delgado, David Clegg, and Jeff Beals are expected to attend. The Parkland students are also organizing a second school walkout on April 20th. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that state legislators could vote themselves a raise in the new state budget that must be passed this week. Lawmakers currently get $79,500 a year plus bonuses for leadership posts. Republican Senate leader John Flanagan said March 27th that the raises are being discussed between himself, Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, and Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein, who conferences with Republicans. April 1st is the deadline to pass the budget. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Adam High in the Cornell Sun reports that scientists have discovered a new species of Hudson River oyster that could help clean up the waterway. Researchers from the Hare Lab in Cornell's Department of Natural Resources found a previously unknown species of wild Hudson River oyster near the Tappan Zee Bridge. Few wild populations of oysters have survived the pollution put into the Hudson River in the last few centuries. The filter feeders clean waterways, and wild oysters have stronger genetics than hatchery-bred oysters now being placed into the Hudson River to help clean up the water. You can read the full story in the Cornell Sun. Jordan Fenster reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the ticks are back out in the Hudson Valley. Quote, it's not unusual to begin seeing adult black-legged or deer ticks in spring or even occasionally in winter once temps are over about 40 degrees, said Thomas Daniels, who is in charge of Fordham University's Louis Calder Center in Armonk, where he counts ticks. He explains about the type of ticks one would find under leaves in the woods now. Quote, the adults you see in the spring are the holdovers from the fall population, he said. Quote, they're literally starving to death, so we only see them early in the season. It's their last chance to get a blood meal. They then die off, and we begin to see the nymphs come up in late spring. They will persist through the summer and into early fall, end quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. I'm Alana Medlock, and this is the WGXC News Update.